Do you ever just want to like jump off like a window? Like, you know, like it really doesn't matter what country you are. You have also you have to come to the realization that you just have to like jump off a fucking window. Cause that's what I'm feeling right now. I mean, thank God my Airbnb's in the first floor, but holy fucking shit. Jesus Christ. Oh my God. Bro. An hour early testing it, an hour early running a speed test by speed test by speed test, seeing how powerful it was, just for it to like die at the time I do the stream. I just don't fucking understand. Like, this is so fucking like, this is mad annoying. This is like, oh no, I'm not in the studio because the studio was busy and booked. So I'm here in my little like hotel, little like shoebox, freaking Airbnb thing, which I'm leaving today. Holy shit. Thank God. Oh, man. Peak hour, maybe? I was thinking that. It could be like peak hour or some weird phenomenon like that. I mean, the premiere was perfect because it doesn't rely on my internet. It's basically just like a schedule, like YouTube upload. So it really isn't like, you know, like oh yeah, it's dependent on Haka's internet because it's, you know, a freaking, it's basically just like a timed video. It's just like, okay, this video is going to release in X, Y, and Z. But yeah, it might be peak hour. I don't know. It's just really annoying. And I'm so sorry, guys. Like, I came to the conclusion that I could be here, I could be freaking, like, wherever, Mars, my internet will probably still, like, suck ass. Ugh. I'm trying to, like, type right now to see if there's a solution for it, but I don't know, like, the speed test that I do is, like, the internet is working just fine on my freaking, like, thing, right? I do a speed test. For some reason, it, like, goes up to freaking, like, 100, like, megabytes per second, and then it just, like, shits itself. It's so weird, and I don't really think it's, like, the adapter in my computer or anything, because, like, even on the phone, it does the weird thing. So, I think it might be peak hour or something. Like, it depends. I don't know. Yeah, it's the freaking Ian curse wherever I go. But hi, I released the cover. I released the cover, baby. Let's go. I released the cover. Woo, I released the cover. Banger cover. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, dude. God. I've always wanted to sing a Shudo. I always mess up how to pronounce her name. It's Shudo, Shudo. But dude, Shudo is fucking amazing. Like, I've been a huge fan of their music for a long time. And honestly, like, Tarine is one of my favorite songs from them. That actually does, like, symbolize a lot with how I feel. You know, like, basically, like, I, as a person, 1-800, thank you so much for the gifts. Also, guys, thank you so much for all the gifts in the super chats. Holy shit, thank you so much. Thank you so much for all your renewals as well. I'm really appreciative of those. I am sorry I couldn't address them properly, but I'm so sorry, guys. Anyways, but yeah, Darina is actually a song that symbolizes a lot with the way I feel. I am the kind of person that it doesn't matter, like, what I have. I always try to, like, you know, strive for more. Like, I always try to achieve more and more and more. Like, I am always hungry for more. So, yeah, there's a lot of, like, good symbolism when it comes to, like, this song. So, yeah, I'm really happy you guys liked it. I'm very, very happy you guys liked the vibe that I put it. It's been a while since I sang a song like that. I think, when it comes to the similar vibes of, like, what the fuck, what have I covered? How many covers do I have? I have, like, at least, like, a gazillion covers. Hold up, let me look at my channel. Holy shit. How long have... Huh? Hold up, how many covers do I have? It's kind of ridiculous. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... seven, eight, nine to two originals. I had like 12 covers. What the fuck? Like over 10 covers, like what each month it feels like. No. I feel, have I done one cover a month? Have I? No, wait, let's count. All right, first cover was Obake, right? Living Ghost is Alive. Second cover was Killing Me. Then we got Killing Me, we have Idol, Tower of Babel, Fixer, Sentimental Love Heart, Tarine, My Roar. My Roar? What else do I have? I have my two originals. Holy shit, yeah, there have been some months that I have like kind of missed the month mark, but on the same on the following month I basically upload too, so it's like it's not even like I missed it. So I have like, oh, eight solo covers. Eight solo covers? Nine solo covers? Well, I don't fucking know. Holy shit. Honey, let me check this. This is so ridiculous. Oh, well, wow. Would you look at that, stupid? You have a freaking playlist that says original songs and covers. You're so dumb. So I have, oh my God, 60 videos here? What? Tarine, Fixer, Do As I Say, Always Tied, Flex That World, My Roar, Tower of Babel. I have done 16 songs. 17 if you count the freaking the collab that Axel did. That's crazy. Holy shit. I give it more than one music project a month. You know what's the funny part? I have like Tree in the Backburn. Oh my fucking God. Dude, I listen. I suffer. I suffer. I suffer. I suffer for I suffer from something called if I stop working, I get depressed and then I start thinking. So I like to suffer from something called busy mind because if my mind is busy, then I don't have time for the stupid, silly thoughts, you know what I mean? I have issues, okay? That should be the headline. That should be like the main headline. I have issues. I really do have issues. Holy shit. Oh my God. I have issues. God damn it. Oh God. No, I don't have ADHD as far as I know. Holy fuck. I mean, Jesus Christ, like I don't fucking know, dude. Like sometimes I wake up and I'm just like, what the fuck? God knows. Like God knows whatever the fuck I have. Thank God because it helps you do music. We call it workaholic, my dude. No, it's not being workaholic because, like, when I used to be young and I used to, like, actually, like, work at an, I mean, I still work in an office. This is basically my office. My little shoebox right now here is my office right now with weird Wi-Fi. But when I used to work in the exorcist business, all right, let's leave it at that. When I used to work in the exorcist business, I remember, like, I would be the kind of person who would be on the I was a train, like we have fucking trains in Sinakuni. I will be in the bus, right? I'll be in the bus, and I'll be freaking the fuck out. I'll be like, I have to deliver this tomorrow. Oh my God! So yes, I used to do a lot of I used to be re a workaholic. But it was more like I used to be a workaholic out of the fear. Oh, Gavis Battle requested. What the fuck is. Okay, hold up, hold up. Gavis Battle? Well, what did you request in my space? You requested in my space. You're now here.
Am I?
Yeah, what? People can hear you now. You're audible.
I saw your phone and I thought I was like active for some reason, so I tried to mute it.
No, you requested to speak.
Oh. Hey.
Are you streaming?
No.
Did you just end the stream?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Why didn't you raid my dead waiting room?
Wait, what are you doing here then?
My fucking Wi-Fi is not working.
Oh my god. Uh-oh.
Bro, I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what fucking country I'm in, I will always.
You are not lucky with that, ever.
I will always be doomed.
Oh, fuck. Wait, you released another goddamn cover?
Yeah? What about it?
Bro, slow down. No. Save some music for the rest of
no,
us.
No, man. I just fucking, like,
How did I not know this was dude, what the
So you see, I also have a collab with Ghost X Ghost.
Dude. I want to collab with Ghost X Ghost. That looks awesome.
Dude, I'm so happy with how the collab actually turned out. Like, I've been a huge fan of their brand for like a while.
It looks great.
Like, especially the Kaiju. You know what's the cool thing about like Ghost X Ghost too? They actually sent out some samples to the office. And everybody and management was like, hey, here are your goodies that Ghost X Ghost sent you. And I was like, oh my god. What the fuck?
I like the sweatpants.
Yeah, the joggers, dude. I fucking love joggers.
Dude, it's all sick. This is right up my alley of like right. stuff I used to wear. I would love to like. I would dude, love to
same. You know what's
get my own fucking.
You know what's the best part though? The pins they actually have, they're like so good quality. Like they sent a couple pins that were like I don't remember who it was, but I think it's like the kaiju that is like a turtle with like freaking like sunglasses, but he has like a weird beak. I always forget their name.
What the turtle sunglasses weird beak.
Yeah, it's not Gamera. It's not Gamera. It's like the other like turtle looking guy.
What, like a kappa?
No, not necessarily a kappa. It's like I think it's God, holy shit. Kaijus, dude. I always fail cuz like my favorite kaijus list. Cuz like my favorites are Hedora and freaking like King Ghidorah, Hedora. Gamera.
This guy likes
Hedora. What's your fucking problem?
When I was a kid, I called him the diarrhea monster. He's been in the
freaking toxic wastes. Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I know he's like a big like statement for pollution. I get it. That's cool. That's cool. But he looks like diarrhea. Just not really my thing, and I don't really look at that. I'm like, man, that's cool. Giant diarrhea so monster.
Do you ever realize that the words you do, the words you say have weight, and they make people hurt?
Well, you know what? Hedora can fucking at me, then.
You're such a fucking hater, bro. Leave them alone. Like fucking Hedora is doing their best, man. Like, what's your fucking problem?
Fucking, you know... I look at that thing and then I actually recycle.
you're like out of the fear that shit's gonna like turn actually real. It's gotta like hunt you down.
That'll be badass.
Imagine you're like flushing the toilet, but then it suddenly stops flushing. It starts like flushing like the other side.
And then it pulls me under.
Dude, that's my worst fucking fear. You know, like
getting pulled in the toilet?
Being bit by something inside the toilet.
Okay, well, there's like the snakes on a plane toilet. Yeah, a snake bites your ass or goes up your ass or whatever. That's not cool.
I don't want a fucking snake to like use me as a fucking like flesh suit. Holy shit! Like,
holy fuck, that'd be crazy. Wait,
so if we were animal suits, we're furries, right? But if the animals were human suits, are they fleshies?
They're humies. Skinnies, humies.
Do you think that bro, whenever I think of fucking animals, like, it makes me think, like, do you think they have, like, meetings where they just, like, sit in a circle and they just start talking about, like, random bullshit?
What, like a Discord call for animals? Oh, probably not.
I think they do, dude. Like, I seen a bunch of fucking squirrels. Like, let me tell you, they're, like, way too tight, dude. Like, the fucking the squirrels are just there, like, in the little huddle, like, talking about shit.
What do animals even do? They fucking have sex, they eat, and then they die.
Brother, that's what we also do. Except for the sex part, because we're idols.
Yeah, we only do two of those things.
Especially die.
I'm working on the first one, which is die.
Damn. That's so fucked up. That's a fucked up way of thinking about it. Holy shit. Like,
yeah, one step closer. I'll stop derailing your impromptu Zatsu. Thank you
for joining. That was fucking funny.
Yes, of course. I didn't even mean to. I've done this before, but for some reason I joined. I just want to listen. I'm so nosy. I just see people doing things and I poke around. And then I'm like, oh, Mike, oh, God, I don't want to talk. And then I hit the thing. And then,
yeah. The thing is, it makes a weird noise whenever you request us, like, to listen, like, a freaking, like, talker.
It did not make a noise. There was no noise.
So it just, like, you could have been, like, pooping.
Wait, hang on. What happens if I hit the. Oh, okay. Well, okay. Well, enjoy the. Good job on the cover. I'm going to have to listen to it. Good luck with the internet. Yeah, I'm sorry that's happening.
It is what it is, you know.
It is what it is. Amen. Alrighty. All right. Godspeed. I'll listen. Alrighty. I'll stop talking. Goodbye.
But yeah, Ghost It's Ghost, everybody. I am so sorry. Ghost It's Ghost. If you're listening, I saw you guys were listening for a couple like minutes ago. I am so sorry. My freaking shoebox internet is not working. I'm trying to see if it works now. Hold up. Let me actually see. That was like, that's so embarrassing. That was so funny. Fucking Beto just joined out of nowhere. Oh my God. Yeah, it's really sick merch, dude. Like I was saying, they sent out samples. And, dude, the quality is actually so good. Like, you know, usually like with t-shirts, whenever they have prints and stuff like that, like when you stretch them out, like the print actually starts coming off, especially with like hoodies too. Like, whenever you wash them, it doesn't matter if you wash them, like, inside out. Like, they usually get fucked up. With the samples they sent me, especially the hoodies that I've been wearing a hoodie, it's actually really good. Like, I actually, like, washed it 3 times. And the print is still, like, intact. So, it's actually really, really good quality when it comes to, like, the actual, like, material of the print. The t-shirt. And also the pins, dude. I'm absolutely in love with the freaking pins. Like, when I saw the, oh my God, with the concept of the Hakito was being like, no, I don't have it. They sent me samples of their previous merch. They actually sent me a Hedora long sleeve, and they sent me a Hedora hoodie, which I don't know why the fuck Beto hates Hedora. That made me so sad. Hedora did nothing wrong. I just don't understand why Beto is such a freaking hater towards Hedora. Hedora's like a little baby. Hedora's literally like a little like a trash baby, you know what I mean? Like when you have like a bunch of trash and like it's like yes, it is like a freaking like metaphor for pollution and stuff like that. And sometimes that's, you know, yeah, it does give you a message and stuff like that, but like bro, Hedora's cool as hell. Yeah, Hedora. A Gigan. It's oh my God, it was Gigan. Gigan, yes. They sent me a Gigan pin. I'll show you guys pictures later, but they sent me a Gigan pin, and it's so fucking cool. Like, dude, oh, the pins are so good. You know what's the best part about the pin? That they're, like, big. They're, like, they're not that small. They are, like, big boy pins that they have, to stream. Hello? Hello? I don't think the stream is back. The stream is, like, loading or some shit like that. Huh? I'm looking at my screen right now, but it's red. Yeah, I think I just, like, I fed it some signal, and then it died. Well, that's embarrassing. No, but for real, though, I think we might have to, like, actually do this special Satsudan, like, probably. I think probably after my off collab with Ryo Senpai, I think we might have to do this special Satsudan. Because I think, because after the off collab with Ryo Senpai, we have the membership stream. I might do this special Satsudan like whenever I am in my new freaking accommodation. No, it's not back. It's not back. Because for some reason, I don't know. Like for some reason the freaking like internet just fucking dies. And it's so weird. I don't want to replace the membership stream. I don't want to replace the membership stream, but what we could do is we could like do the membership stream the next day, if that is okay. But the thing is that I like doing my membership streams on weekends because that's basically like a time where everybody has like, you know, like it's a time where everybody's resting up and people don't have as like much responsibility. So I think, what about if, right, listen. That membership stream is in my usual time slot. What if we do the membership stream at morning time for you guys, which will be 11:40 of the previous day for me, and then on the actual membership stream slot, we do this stream. Because today is Saturday in Japan. Tomorrow will be Sunday, which is when I will be doing my off collab with Yo-senpai. And then it will be Monday Japan time, which will be... fuck, time zones, man. You know what? I think we might do that. I'll be in a new accommodation. The internet hopefully will be working better. I think we could do that. Like after the Yo-senpai's off collab, I'm gonna go back home. I'm gonna chill the fuck out because oh my god, I have like so much to talk to you. Like I have so much shit I have to say. I have like so much I want to talk about, especially like when it comes to like the behind the scenes of this trip, which I know some Hakijos are like dying to like listen. So that's the reason why I want to do a membership stream, because I want to like, you know, talk about like this trip more in depth. And also just hang out with you guys, because god damn it, I fucking miss you all. Time zone calculator might help, Burbo. So, would that be when we get the special announcement? I mean, the special announcement is pretty obvious. My special announcement is the collab with Ghost X Ghost. That is basically like what I wanted to do as a special announcement, because I mean, it is something huge, you know. It is basically like my first collab ever with like merchandising, which is basically like an exclusive drop for like me, Bouncing Haka. So that was a special announcement, basically. But because of time zones, it got released a little bit early, but it should be available now for pre-order, actually. And if you guys definitely want to check it out, like, I vouch for the quality of this merch. Like, seriously, like, the samples they have sent me, the whole, like, design process, like, the Ghost X Ghost team has been, like, such a wonder to work with. And the fact that they have been, like, so close with, like, the actual, like, designing and the mock-ups of the shirt, it's just, it's ridiculous how, like, good quality it can be. So, yeah, pretend you didn't know, and let's celebrate now. Oh, my God, a brand new cover and a merch drop. That's right, Stacy. Wow, I can't believe your internet is working so well, Haka. Nah, no problem, buddy. Even in Japan, my internet fucking sucks. But yeah, it's basically my first brand deal ever. And not only a brand deal, so it's basically like me selling you something. It's me selling you something that I work with the company to sell you. So it is a huge deal for me, because I've always dreamed of doing collaborations with like, you know, like brands of clothes that I would actually wear. Because one thing is just selling you a fucking t-shirt, right? One thing is just selling you a t-shirt that says Bouncing Haka, wow, a t-shirt with Bouncing Haka name. And one thing is like engineering something epic as Ghost X Ghost. You know, like from the very beginning of like the design phases, from the very beginning of like the concepts that we wanted to do, we have been working like literally like side by side to make this a really cool and a really like legit merch drop. So yeah, honestly, one of my dreams has been accomplished, which is basically having my own brand of clothing, and here it is. Which is the reason why I wanted to like, you know, release it with something special. I love sharing good news with music, because to me, music is the way I basically, you know, communicate. I might not be the best with words at times. Yeah, some people say I have like a sweet mouth, and I always like, you know, I sweet talk a lot. I like sweeting up your ear with my words and stuff like that. But to me, the best way to express myself, the best way to like actually tell you something, is throughout music. So, like I said, Starina, it's a really special song. It's actually one of the songs I like the most from Shioto. And it basically, like, it talks about, like, not being satisfied, not being good enough. Like, keep, the concept of fighting towards what you want, you know? The concept of, like, fighting towards what you want to achieve. And that is what I want to do while being in Hollow Stars, you know? I want to keep fighting. It doesn't matter how good it can be. It doesn't matter, like, how satisfied I can be. I could always achieve for more. I could always, strive for more, you know? Because, like, I don't want to be satisfied. I don't want to be satisfied. I want to be able to do shit that I feel so proud of that I want to overdo what I did, you know? That's basically what I want to do while being here. I want to keep working hard, like working restlessly until I make it, you know? It's the way I work. It's the way my brain works. It's the way I want things to do. Like, I want to be able to do things for you guys that you guys appreciate. And I also want to be able to do things to like prove to myself that I can always be better. You know, we got to keep, yeah, hitting harder, harder and harder. That's what I want to do. Every music release, lots of things that we're working on. Lots of things that we're working on that will come for the future. That indirectly, not only the boys, but also my management team, while being here, have like inspired me so much, you know. Even the most minuscule things, like the concept of like, I wonder if one day I'm gonna be in Japan. Well, guess where the fuck I am? I'm legit in Japan, you know. Like the whole idea of like, oh, I wonder if one day I'm gonna like, you know, like have actual ramen, dude. I literally just had tonkotsu ramen a couple days ago. Like little by little I'm achieving those like small little things that I like always like fantasize, you know, about. And now that I have the opportunity, not by my own hard work, but because of all the amazing support you guys have given to me, it just means so much to me, you know. It means so much to me that I want to keep going at it. Like literally I want to keep going at it. And it's not only for me, is not only for myself, like my own well-being, it's also for the satisfaction of seeing you guys happy. And that's what I want to keep doing. I want to keep fighting. I want to keep like, you know, like walking and not aimlessly walking towards like a specific goal. I want to see how much I can do. I want to see how much I can keep doing while being here, you know, like never satisfied. I don't want to be satisfied with what I do. I want to keep always going for more. I want to see how much I can do, what I can do, and what would I do. And yeah, that's basically what I want to keep doing. I am very ambitious. I'm very dedicated. But I'm also very fucking stubborn. So you guys being here helps me so fucking much to not listen to that annoying voice that can push me down. So it makes me really happy that you all are like, you know, like supportive, nice, and you guys are fucking sick. What the fuck, Hito? Also, Tony, first of all, thank you so much for the pink super. I saw a pink super from Seijo. Thank you so much as well. Haka, this lab, I'm so proud of you since the 11. It's the 11 for you. I won't have the chance to make it to your stream. I'm glad I'm able to spend my birthday with y'all in the stream space. Thank you so much, Tony. First of all, thank you so much, Seijo. Thank you so much, Tony, for the pink supers. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Happy birthday, Tony. I hope you have a wonderful one. And I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful birthday. Thank you so much for your super chat. And also, Hito, what the fuck? Why are you paying me with what I paid you? My first Akasupa. Woohoo! Thank you for having me twice. Working in such amazing and inspired projects. It was an incredible experience. You and Metatron were so kind and patient despite everything you have. A golden heart, and I wish you success in your future. Thank you so much, Hito. You have no idea how much like this means to me. Seriously, thank you so much, Hito. you were amazing to work with. I'm very satisfied with the quality of your artwork. I'm very satisfied with how professional you fucking are. And honestly, I can't wait to keep working with more Hakitos in the future. Like, the reason why I want to keep working with Hakitos, every single one of you guys, is because you guys are freaking insane. Like, that's the people I want to work with, you know? People who are dedicated. People who have the same vision as me. And it makes me really happy that not only you guys are Hakitos, but I can also, like, give you guys, you know, back. Like, that's what I want to do. Like, I don't want to keep my blessings for myself. I want to be able to share them as much as I can. So thank you so, so much for your hard work, Hito. Thank you so much for the Akasupa. I really, really, really appreciate it. Thank you so, so, so much for everything. And also, motherfuckers, keep your email on your bio. That's the best advice I can give you. Keep your email on your bio. All right? There's so many of you guys I want to work with. And I keep telling you, I'm not going to DM you. Keep your fucking email in your bio. And when the time comes, it comes, you know? Like, dude, it pisses me off so much whenever I see talented people I want to work with. And then I'm like, I'm going to, all right, I'm a contact. Fuck. They have no email in their bio. They have no card, no portfolio. And I'm just like, all right, okay. Yeah, points at you, artists and fucking like motion graphic designers. He uses, shut up. I use, what's your problem? What's your fucking problem? Fucker, where are you? Magna, what's your problem? If I could still have my AOL, like, email, bunslinghaka@AOL.com, I'll still have it. What's your problem? Do you have a problem with me? Let me tell you, I have like, freaking, like, fiscal immunity in Japan. I can beat you up. Yago will go to court for me. Bro, I love sending emails. I love sending emails so much because it oh my god, you know. I wish I could send emails. Cause like to me at work, the funnest part to do is sending out an email. And that's what my manager does. My manager sends the email with like the cordially, my name is Manichan from Holostars EN. Like, I want to do that. I want to fucking do that. I'm like, greetings, human. It is I, Bansing Haka, and I'd like to request your services for an upcoming project of such prestige. Please, if you are interested, allow me to add you on Discord so we can discuss this further. Yours truly, Bansling Haka. That's how I'll fucking send you emails, dude. That's how I'll fucking send you emails, dude. I'll be like, greetings, my fellow mammals and approximates. It's I, Bansling Haka. You would decline me? Bro, no. You know what I would do? I would embed, like, the email with like the gothic, like the gothic font. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? It's I, Bansling Haka. And I have what's it called? Fuck. God, my shit post. It's oh no. Oh no. God damn it. And I have an inheritance of $10,000 from Yago. I would like to share my money with you. Please allow me. I'll get a bit intimidated, not gonna lie. No, bro, I would start like Jesus Christ. You know another thing why I like emails? It's because like I am so traumatized by HIPAA. I don't know if you guys know what HIPAA is. HIPAA is basically for like medical compliance and stuff like that. So I am like, I'm like HIPAA fucking trained. I'm like HIPAA secure and all that shit, right? So I want to have like a header that basically says like, this email is addressed to Hakito. If you're not Hakito, please destroy this email. So I want to start my fucking emails like that. I want to start my emails with like the freaking like the NDA disclosure. If these are not the eyes that are meant to see the email, please fuck off. Hina, thank you so much for the 9 months. Thanks for another new great cover, Haka. Listening to your ambition towards music and expressing yourself in many forms inspires me a lot. I'm glad to follow this journey. Soar higher, somber. Thank you so much, Hina. Thank you so much for the 9 months. I really, really appreciate it. Also, Cosmic, thank you so much. Thank you for continuing to be an inspiration to me. The passion coming for you makes me never want to stop and never give up. I'm here to support you every step of the way. You guys are so fucking sweet. I'm not going to cry in this fucking small-ass Airbnb. What the fuck? They're going to charge me a cleaning fee. But no, seriously, dude, it's like the reason why I do all of this is because of you guys. The reason why the idea of giving up hasn't even showed up by a freaking like speck of dust in my brain, it's because of all of you guys. If I didn't have you, I wouldn't be here. And I'm so stubborn that even if I only had one person watching or one person listening, or even if I didn't have anyone, I would still do it. Because, you know, my passion and my ambition towards this, it's, I don't know, it's that powerful, you know? But the fact that you guys are here, the fact that you guys are, like, always willing to follow me regardless I go, even if it's a space, even if it's a stream, it just really means a lot to me. And yes, I am recording this because you guys are like, let me record your fucking spaces, I fucking hate you, you're stupid, you're dumb. And I see you guys like with your little like hand recorder, like recording my fucking space in case I don't save it. And you guys are like fucking like torrenting that shit. I don't fucking know. But now I'm recording it. I'm recording it. Wearing your pocket 24/7. What's in my pocket? Hold up. Okay. I have my keys. I have a receipt. Bro, receipts in Japan are pink. What the fuck? I spent 1,196 yen. See, I'll teach you a trick, Hakito. I'll teach you a trick. You hear this? This is a receipt. You grab the receipt and you open it. You grab your thumb and you hide the last two numbers. It is $11 now. You have converted yen to USD approximately. Thank you. Now I got the other receipt from a supermarket. I spent 1,196. If this was US dollars, I'll fucking blow up. If this was Sinokunian coins, I would also blow up. But this is only merely $8. $8 for my coffee. $8 for my sandwich. Very nice. I am drinking Polka coffee, bitter sweet, from 1972. I'm not supposed to say names, but you know what? Fuck it. What are you gonna do? Take this space down? Yeah, I can fuck. The yen has been weak, so it's a little lower to the 2 digits. Hey, listen, that's how I keep myself in line. That's how I keep myself in line to not spend that much money. Emotional damage. What the fuck? Bro. My company bot got taken down. I'll never tell you the full story, but oh my god, that was something. And my money chat was like, Haka, you don't have to do this. But it is a recommendation from me. And I'm like, what now? No. It was the first time it got taken down. I guess people really took the word battle seriously. They thought the fucking like two corn dogs were like fighting each other, like fist fighting, like fuck you. Like, they really took it seriously. They took that to the fucking grave. Yes, I changed the title in the thumbnail. Because apparently attack is healthier than battle, which doesn't make fucking sense. Bro. Like, Be honest with me. What sounds violent? What sounds the violentest? Battle or attack? It doesn't make sense to me. Congrats on all the amazing projects you've been throwing at Haki just lately. Definitely not jealous of all your Japan adventures. Sorry, thank you so much for the 9 months, and thank you so much. Seriously. I've been spending so much fucking money. When I go back to see the Kuni, I'm gonna be so fucking broke. I'm gonna be eating ice soup. Where my Hakito sugar daddy at? you want to fund my next trip to Japan? And actually, oh my god, you know what, bro? You know, it's fucking funny. It's fucking funny because, like, dude, you expect me to buy like a shit ton of like merch, right? Like, you expect me to have like a shit ton of like merch. Like, that's the reason why I've spent so much money. Do you want to know what I have spent the most money on? Shadow Cat, thank you so much. I'm just messing with you. I've spent the most money on taxi. Because I kept getting lost. Manga, no! Thank you so much, Oriaka Soup. I guess this is my legacy now. No! You're more than a sugar daddy, Manga. You are the glucose Hakito. The glock keto. Bro, oh my god. Yeah. Listen. Listen, all right? Listen. Listen. In my defense, my feet really hurt it, all right? In my defense. No, the Glock keto. You got fucking gone, dude. The cluck, cluck, cluck. Fucking Glock keto. In my defense, the first days I came to Japan, my feet were absolutely murdering me. In my defense, I had like blisters. My feet were bleeding. My feet were so sore. I literally had to be like fucking medicated the whole time with like painkillers because like the pain was unbearable. Because I was just not used to, like, walking, like, what? Like, fucking, like, 17,000 steps a day? But now I'm just, like, walking, dude. Now I don't give a fuck. Now I'm just, like, I'm not paying a fucking taxi. Like, you're not gonna, like, catch my ass paying a taxi, like, anymore. It doesn't matter if I'm lost. I can just ride a freaking, like, unknown-ass fucking station that's gonna be, like, the freaking, like, center of the earth or something. I adapted now. I'm powerful. I'm God. You see? Sometimes, like, when they say survive, adapt, and overcome, holy shit, dude. I know, I have memorized the fucking Yamanote line in my brain. Dude, the Yamanote line, it's, like, legit imprinted in my freaking, like, cerebellum. My frontal lobe has a tattoo of the green line. Yeah, exactly, just getting a train and pray. As long as you make it to Shibuya or Shinagawa, you're set. Can you hitchhike in Japan? I don't fucking know. How would I hitchhike in Japan? I don't think I would just like stop the car and be like, ah, no, sumimasen. Raido onegai shimasu. I don't think I'll fucking do that. Yeah, printed in the back of my eyelids, dude. Holy shit. It's funny because, like, oh my god, when I went to have lunch with the senpais, they all walked me to the station, right? But we all had to split because we all live in different places. And Tenma and Ryo-senpai, for some reason, they thought I was like still like a complete beginner, right? And you know what the funny part is? They took the wrong train. And I didn't take my wrong train. I was like, Tenma-senpai, I think the correct train actually goes out in 5 minutes. And he's like, no, Haka, don't worry about it. This one, we just transfer. And we got on the train. And then I told Tenma-senpai my station. He was like, And then Rio Senpai was like, like they were both panicking, looking at the freaking like Tokyo like line app, and I was just like, I told you guys, I told you this was a fucking local one, I told you this was an express one. And he was like, no, don't worry, next station we drop off and you take the next one. And I was just staring at him and I was like, don't worry. I appreciate the help, but you made me spend 100 more yen. Because I could see my fare going up in like real time. Because I no, bro, I didn't say anything. I just stayed quiet. I was just like looking at Tenma Senpai and Ryo Senpai. Like I was just like letting them figure it out, right? Because like they were kind enough to like literally walk me to the station. Because they were taking like a similar like route to me, right? Of course they'll have like different trains and shit. And I was just like, yeah, I'm staying in this one. And they're like, oh, okay, I got you. It was so fucking funny. No, they help, but I was just like, that's the wrong train. And I was getting in the train defeated because I didn't want to say anything. I was like holding like tied to the freaking like train strap, and I was like, this is the wrong train. This is the express line. This is not a local line. And I just saw like Rio and Tenma Senpai like struggling fighting their own brain, like their single brain cell, to basically like, you know, like figure out like a transfer. No, I really appreciate they did that though, because they literally like they went ahead of the station they had to stop just for me to like get on my train safely. And they kept on waving, and the door was still open, and that was so awkward. They kept on waving, and then I look at my phone, the door was still open. I kept on waving, the doors closed, I was moving, they kept on waving, and I was just looking at them as they went like out, and they kept on waving. I was like looking at them sideways, and then boom, they're gone. That's so fucking awkward. Waving at someone in the train, it's the most fucking awkward thing. Because like when someone drops you at the door, right? When someone drops you at the door, I hugged them both, right? I hugged them both before I go, and I went to the train. And of course, I was gonna like, you know, like place myself, like sit down if I could sit down, like grab the train strap if I could grab it. But then just seeing them like wave at me. And I was like, waves back, looks at my phone, looks up, waves back. It was so fucking funny. Like just like seeing them, like I was like waves at them. It was a packed train. The thing about the trains in Japan is that certain trains, like they say they're gonna like go out at a certain time, but there's always like a small buffer. Yeah, but like it's actually very cute because like they kept on waving at me until I was gone. But I think they actually, that means they respect me and they have like a lot of affection in me. It was like so cute though. Yeah, like sometimes what happens, like also in restaurants, is that if you're like a nice sport to them and you're actually like a really good customer, they'll actually keep on waving, like they wave and they bow down at you until you're gone. So it's cute. It was like a very nice send off from them. I do that too. Yeah, the thing is that I am not used to that because I can see the cooties. He's like, all right, you're gone. All right, see you later. Bye. Gone. But in Japan, if they really like you, or if they actually have like a lot of like respect or affection towards you, they actually do that. It's either like waving or like bowing down until you're like out of their line of sight, basically. It was so cute though. They're like so nice. No, I don't tip in any restaurants, dude. I don't fucking tip anyways. you think I got tipping money? What the fuck? The two times that long Minnesota goodbye, yeah. Festra, thank you so much. Also, Festra, is it you? Are you the Hakito that made like a cool ass fucking like flute arrangement of Raven's Paradigm? That was sick. Yeah. I saw that. Festra, thank you so much for doing that. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for the 9 months. I saw that and I was waiting to retweet it until like, you know, everything here was done, because I actually like, you know, I had to like take care of that first. But I saw that. Thank you so much for that, Festra. That was really, really nice. I love the arrangement you guys made. I think you made it, Christmas Bob, right? Christmas Bob. Dude, Christmas Bob is imprinted in my brain too. That was really, really cool. I'm going to retweet it. I'm actually going to retweet it now, because I already like posted my cover and everything. So let me do that right now. Tweetor. My Tweetor. Opens my Tweetor. Hey, retweet my fucking cover. What the fuck? Retweet it now, immediately. Comment. Tell me I did a good job. All you 500 people, almost 600 people like listening to me, do it right now. Do it right now. Tell me I did a good job or I'm gonna cry. I don't got really covers anymore. Okay, where is it? What the fuck is this satanic? Holy shit. Every morning before work and every night before bed, I pray to the members of Guilt and Purple. Paco, are you okay? I'm gonna retweet this because of how ominous it looks. Yeah, retweeting like it. That's like a freaking that's like a prayer circle right there. Where is it? Holy shit, so much nice art! Dude, thank you. Where's Festra? Festra, show yourself. Where is it, Festra? That fucking damn it. Pihakasel Festra. I know it's Festra because of the Sonic profile picture. There we go, baby. Yeah. Thank you so much, Festra. Thank you so much for the 9 months. Is it 9 months? Thank you so much for the 9 months, and thank you so much for the arrangement. You literally killed it. Thank you so, so, so much. You did a good job of the cover repost. Thank you so much, AK. I really appreciate it. The Haka Socks win. See. If I release the Haka Socks, I have to release the Hot Crocs. If I release them separately, it will make no fucking sense. As a businessman, as an entrepreneur, it would not make sense if I just release them like that. I'm a Higa! Thank you so much! Thank you so much for the super chat. Okay, I'm a Higa. Thank you so much. You guys are amazing. But, dude, if I release the Hot Socks, I need to release the Hot Crocs. And so Hakito bit. I'm like this close to like begging Croc, like the Croc company. I'm like this close to like, it's like sliding through their DMs and be like, hey, so I heard you like Crocs, huh? Well, let me tell you, it takes a picture of my Croc. I am actually a Croc user. I know. I usually don't say that in public because I don't, you know, want to embarrass people around me, but you see those babies parked in my Genkan? Yeah, those are my Crocs right there. I'm not allowed to wear shoes in my house. Okay, I must have the full Haka drip, please, on Crocs. Dude, that's the dream. That's the fantasy. I gotta have my email template. Oh my god, dude. I can't wait for the membership stream, dude. I want a trauma dump so bad. Eden, thank you so much for the 4 months. This cover slaps. You did a great job, Huck. I can't wait for the Huck Crocs and the Huck Socks to drop. Fuck yeah, dude. Holy shit. Dude, I'm like thinking. I know, right? Not a common occurrence. But I'm like thinking. Oof. I want to take a picture of my Crocs in the Genkan, just because they look like parked, you know? It's like going out and you see your Ferrari like in the side of the street. It's just my Crocs being parked in the Genkan. If you guys don't know what a Genkan is, a Genkan is basically like the separation of your house into your actual living space, in which you can take off your shoes, and you basically don't wear them because you don't want to get like the place dirty, right? So it's like the fucking ride, like park outside, right? That's how I see every time I take my Crocs off when I come back, like from the outside world, I see my Crocs in the Genka and like lined up, and I'm like, sheesh, damn, bitch, you weirdos, goddamn. It's the doorstep, yeah, the Genka. Yeah, just my Crocs sitting there, dude. They look so like fancy. Lucy, thank you so much for the 10 gifteds. Thank you. Holy shit. Bro, it's like it's like when you have like a muscle car, you know, you have like a sports car, and you're just there like with your shirt off, like with the freaking like hood up, you're just like, oh, I have to change my spark plugs. That's me with my Crocs in the fucking Genka, dude. Like that's me with the Crockies, you know. That's me like cleaning my Crockies. Oh my god, that's me cleaning my Crockies. That's me like. Cleaning my good old Crocs just like that. Imagine like I'm just like outside of my Genka with my Crocs, and you're just like, shit, you wear those with your feet? Holy fuck. And I'm just like, yeah, you know. They're like, yo, Christmas Bob, there you are. Christmas Bob, what the fuck? Did you change your profile picture? It was not CB1. Now you look like a vitamin supplement. What the fuck? Dude, it was really good. You guys did an amazing arrangement. Seriously, thank you so much. It was really, really good. Haka to your list in the Crocs charms. Oof. Dude. I wish they made like a freaking, I wish they made like a freaking, like emojis. Like emojis, you know, like freaking like the, like gibbets. I wish they made like a low brightness one, my Oshi mark. That'll be amazing. Be nice to Christmas Bob. Dude, Christmas Bob, it's in its prime right now. It's fucking November. It's almost time, Christmas Bob. Just keep on cooking in front of you, Burby. You always feed us so well. So happy to call you my Kamiyoshi. Don't stop cooking. Love you. Thank you so much, Seaver. I really appreciate it. That's the reason why I keep doing it, you know? Because I just want to see you guys happy. And your happiness, it's literally my happiness. And I don't know. I just love seeing you guys happy, you know? Like, I'm not much to lurk on Twitter, but every time you guys pop in my timeline and you guys are, like, saying very nice things about me, it just makes me, like, smile. Makes me really happy. Like, reading your comments, like, I always read them. Every time I post something in membership, I always take the time to read, like, every single comment. I think you guys can notice when I read them because I always, like, try to, like, heart them all. So it makes me really, really happy. I also see the very cursed memes some of you guys make. But I don't try to intrude that much. I don't try to intrude that much because if I responded to the cursed shit that I see, you guys will be like, and that's the least I want. I don't want to freak you guys out. But yeah, every time I heart something, it's not because I just click. I legit like I heart it because I read it. Yeah, leave comments, dude. I love reading them. They really mean a lot to me. Any comments are welcome. Love, hate, indifference. Anything. It's welcome. You leave me a hate comment? Yeah, I fuck your mom. You leave me a love comment? Oh, thank you so much, Hakito. You leave me an indifferent comment? All right. Fuck you. Yeah, leave comments. They actually do help a lot. They help a lot. It's okay, I guess. Like, no, but yeah, comments, like engaging with like my content actively, like comments, like bot comments, they really mean a lot to me. All of that. Like, if you guys have the time to do that, I would really, really appreciate it. Because it really means a lot, you know? It not only gives me a boost in the so-called algorithm, which God knows how the fuck that works, but it just means a lot. It just means that you guys are alive. You guys are receptive of what I do. So that really means a lot. I hate Haka. It's opposite day. No, but legit though. Like, seriously. Like, the least I can do is just thank you guys for all your love and all your support. Seriously. Thank you so, so, so much for doing what you guys do. Thank you so much for supporting my projects like you guys do it. Good cover, I guess. Swerty, thank you. Hopefully you can develop better taste later. Anyways, no, legit though. Seriously. Thank you so much for everything. Thank you so much for being a member. I really want to do more things for membership. I want to do even more, and more. And I don't know. Let's wait and see where this ride takes us. Let's wait and see what more we can do, you know? Turns out our Oshi's more parasocial than us. Who would have guessed? Keep it going, Dalaran. Thank you so much for the 9 months. Are you surprised, though? Are you really surprised? I just fucking love you guys, you know? Like, Tempest has different love meters. Like, you know, like, it's either I love you guys in public, hate you in membership, hate you guys in public, love you in membership. I just love you guys, dude. I just fucking love you guys. I want to strangle most of you guys most of the time, but that's okay. I know you guys have no bad intentions. I say as you guys have me at gunpoint. Thank you so much, Cosmic. I appreciate it. You stop being so sweet. You're going to cry. No, don't cry. Don't cry. Don't cry. I'm the one who's like trying not to cry. Holy shit, I have so much to do today, dude. I have to... So I finished packing up my stuff. But before I move to my other accommodation, I did laundry. So I am like staring at my bathroom right now, looking at the little, because it's giving it all. it's giving it all. Andrew, no, you didn't miss it, dude. My internet is just fucking shit. So I'm probably going to postpone this special Satsuna because I do want to talk about the song in depth. And I want to talk to you guys about the merch drop more in depth as well. Girls, if you're listening to this, I'm so sorry. I love you guys. Thank you so much for the opportunity. But we're probably going to postpone this for Sunday. I don't fucking know. Sunday. You'll see the time. You'll see the time. And we're going to do the membership post and the membership stream in the morning. So, yeah. The merch is dope. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. The team really worked super hard on it, so it makes me really happy. Jinjiri, thank you so much. You make me really happy and strive to work harder or whatever. I see. I hope you have a fructuous life and you have lots of money and you get to have a job that follows your own passions or something, I guess. Sunday/Monday-ish. You guys will see the waiting rooms that actually you have to work on. But I want to apologize for the lack of consistent streams too. Even though I am not in my little village, in my little like jungle, I still wanted to stream for you guys. But I don't know why, but my internet has been acting up so much. But thank God we can steal these spaces, right? Thank God we can steal these spaces. That's the best thing about it. But yeah, I'm having fun in Japan. Yeah, I'm having lots of fun in Japan. But I'm like learning a lot. I'm having like so many life lessons in Japan, so I'm very excited to share them with you guys soon. But probably gonna wrap it up here, Hakitos, because I actually do have to finish up packing and do a shit ton of stuff today. I will be posting the waiting room for tomorrow. It will be hosted on my channel. We're going to be doing an off collab with Yo Senpai. We're going to be doing a cooking show. I'm going to be cooking some chilaquiles for them, which is basically, it's mainly a Mexican dish, but I think it's one of my favorite dishes, aside from like, you know, like regular cuisine that can actually be like a little bit more like welcoming for foreigners and stuff like that. So yeah, we're going to be doing a cooking off collab with Ryo Senpai. So it's gotta be really, really fun. Skylar, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the super chat. But yeah, stay tuned for the waiting room. It's probably not going to be that NA friendly. No, actually, yes, because like it's going to be a 1 p.m. JST. So that's going to be like 11:10 p.m. for EST, or it's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. How much do I have to donate to try Haka's cooking? Dude, whatever your heart tells you. I would love to cook for you guys. Like legit, like I really, one of my dreams is to do like a meet and greet where I'm there so I can legit give you guys food. It would be the best. So yeah, it's like nighttime for you guys. So it's gonna be like 1 p.m. JST tomorrow for me. It's gonna be 1 p.m. Fuck. Sunday, yeah. 1 p.m. Sunday. The old lady bedtime. No! Do it for me. Stay up. Fuck your sleep schedule. You should not have any other responsibilities in life but watching Bunsuin Hanka. Any time is whatever JST. Oh, plus 12. Yeah. But yeah, definitely stay tuned. Stay tuned for the waiting room. Stay tuned for the waiting room because it's going to give you guys like an accurate time of where the stream's going to be happening. But heck yeah. Thank you so much for coming, Hakitos. I hope you guys enjoy my impromptu space. I am so sorry I couldn't do the stream properly, but I'm gonna see what the fuck's going on because it is annoying, it is very stupid, and I want to get rid of that ASAP, but I'll catch you later, okay? Thank you so much for coming, and please give the cover lots of love. I worked super hard on it. My team worked amazingly at it. I work with Hans. Actually, Hans is a very talented graphic designer and also a very talented motion graphic designer. They are insanely cracked. So the video you guys saw was actually made by Hans with Hito's beautiful illustrations. So definitely give them lots of love, lots of support. Tell them thank you so much for the hard work. The visuals were insane in this freaking cover. And also, as usual, since I know they're fucking insane, Gratis and Melody, thank you so much for all the help with the mixing. You guys kill it. Thank you for making me sound good. Arnupo, thank you so much for the super chat. Thank you for the stream. I'm gonna reschedule this waiting room, okay? So keep your eyes open. But thank you so much, Hakitos. You guys were amazing. You guys were insane. And I'll catch y'all later, okay? Hasta la vista. Bye-bye. Go watch Axel. Or I don't know any of these motherfuckers streaming. Bye-bye.